From the KRC Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Grogene. Advertising agency Rust Media and local email service The Scout are hosting their first annual Shipyard Music Festival next month in downtown Cape Girardeau. We spoke with Jeff Rawson, creative director at Rust Media, about the new festival and how it's shaping up to be a successful event. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Lindsay.
So tell me about the Shipyard Music Festival that's coming to Cape.
Yeah, so we have a really exciting event coming up in September. September 22nd is the first annual Shipyard Music Festival here in Cape Girardeau downtown at Ivor Square. It's a first-year event produced by the Scout and Rust Media, something that will be new to the area and then certainly new to us, so we're learning along with everyone else as we go, but really shaping up to be a great event.
All right, and so how is Rust Media kind of affiliated with this Shipyard Music Festival? Why are you guys putting this on now?
So yeah, the Scout and Rust Media, the Scout is a product we kind of started last year that really focuses on all the good things happening in Southeast Missouri and in the region. And then we had this idea within that product that we could form community events and bring people closer together, ultimately ending in a large music festival. One thing kind of led to another, and we decided why not do the music festival first and continue to build from that platform. So that's really working with a media company and within a media company. We really had a leg up and an ability to talk about the event. We have great designers and great contacts with production crews and different people in St. Louis and throughout this region. So it's been really great to pull all of those resources together to build this event.
So this is one of the first music festivals of this size for Cape Girardeau. Did you see kind of a specific demand for this event in the area?
Yeah, I think so. We have a great start with this. We have a great local music community already. We have great local venues. The SEMO District Fair brings in talent, Tunes at Twilight, all the other great live music that's here. And the Shipyard just aims to build upon that even more. We have a great foundation to continue to build on. So we did see and have heard that people are looking for this kind of outdoor community event. It is a little bit different than the indoor venue shows, a little bit different than Tunes and Twilight, of course, too, is a similar location, but we're building out full staging, full lighting, all the production qualities that go into a music festival. But we did hear quite a bit, both before the announcement and especially afterwards, that, yeah, we've really been excited about this and we're glad this is coming to town.
You mentioned a little bit about where it's going to be at. It's going to be at the courthouse, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be at the park there at the courthouse, now known as Ivor Square. So a lot of people might not know that as Ivor Square, but that's what it's called now. So we'll be using the Ivor Square. We'll be closing Lorimer and Thema Street, so using the streets as part of the venue. And then also the parking lots behind the Southeast Missourian will become part of the venue as well.
Awesome. And so the artists, who are you guys bringing in and where are they from?
Yeah, so we have a really cool lineup. Our goal with this event in years to come is to bring in a really healthy mix of genre. We want to see people brought together by music, and we think to do that successfully, bringing in different groups will really help with that. So we're bringing in 7 national touring acts this year, headlined by Jamestown Revival, which are out of Austin, Texas. Two guys, crazy good storytellers, Back Porch Rock. It's kind of an Americana, folksy rock vibe. So you're going to get some soul, you're going to get some country, some rock within there. You're also going to hear country music from bands like 1,000 Horses out of Nashville. And you're going to hear some indie pop from a band, Vinyl Theater, which is coming to us from Wisconsin. So we got 7 bands coming from all over the place, really good mix, and hopefully something for everyone.
And are you guys hoping to bring in a lot of people to Cape?
Yes, absolutely. So year one, we definitely know we'll get a large group of people from the Cape area. We hope to see a lot of folks travel in to catch some of the bands that they enjoy. And then as this event continues to grow, as we bring more and more and more bands into town, we hope to see a wider and wider footprint that we bring folks into Cape for. So yeah, long-term goal is to bring a lot of people in to discover how great the Cape region really is.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jeff Rawson, creative director at Rust Media, about their upcoming Shipyard Music Festival. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear an extended interview, visit our website at krcu.org.